Most doctors do not have the opportunity to work in the publishing field, and I do. I'm very fortunate with the Dr. Lisa Radio Hour and podcast to work closely with the Maine Media Collective and with the editors and publishers and staff of Maine Magazine, Maine Home Design, and now Old Port Magazine. Today we have with us two individuals who are very familiar with their newest publication, which is Old Port Magazine. This is Kevin Thomas, the publisher at Maine Media Collective, which includes Maine Magazine, Maine Home Design, and now Old Port. And Jen DeRose is the managing editor of Old Port Magazine, as well as the editor-at-large at Maine Home and Design. Old Port Magazine launched in June of this year, and it covers everything you need to know about living, working, and playing in Portland. Thanks so much for coming in and talking to me today.
Happy to be here.
Thank you for having me.
So this is really an interesting time to be in publishing. I want to talk about this first a little bit, because you know, there are many people who have said publishing is dead. You know, print magazines don't work. Not only have you launched Maine Home Design, I guess 7 years ago now, and Maine Magazine 5 years ago now, correct me at any point, Kevin, but Old Port, you brought this on the scene and it's been really well received.
It certainly has been the common misperception that print publishing is dead, but we have found quite the opposite. If we continue to focus on quality editorial, quality photography, writing, and pay attention to what our readers want, there is a significant demand for print publications.
And you came into the publishing field in a little bit of a roundabout way. You've had a variety of different businesses that you've made quite successful, but you decided you needed a publication to help you with the last business that you were in.
A lot of people don't know that story, but actually in 2003, I started a residential construction business in Kennebunkport and could not find a vehicle to properly market that business. So that led me to Maine Home Design as a vehicle, frankly, for me and my friends in the industry to market themselves.
Jen, you have a lot of background in publishing yourself. You actually moved to Maine specifically to be part of this new publication. What were you doing before?
Previously, I was at Hearst Digital, where I was the digital director for Elle Decor, House Beautiful, and Miranda magazines. And back to your earlier question, this was just such an amazing opportunity to help launch a magazine. People aren't creating new magazines that frequently, so to have an opportunity to help be part of a team where you're putting something together for the very first time was such an incredible work opportunity.
You also moved to an entirely different state in order to make this happen, and you chose Maine. Why Maine?
My husband is from here originally, and we would come up and visit him and just fell in love with the city. We ended up getting married here. There were so many independent restaurants. Portland is just a plethora of things to do and people to meet, and so I was just so excited. We felt like it gave us access to the ocean and the mountains. And there's just not that many places in the world that you get all of those things right in one place.
We've been blessed having Jen aboard with her publishing background, but especially with her love of Maine and this freshness of spirit. She came here wide-eyed and curious, and that's really helped inform Old Port as we launched it.
Kevin, you are from Maine originally. You're from Presque Isle, which is a kind of a distance from Old Port and from Portland. You left the state and you came back, and you really found again a love for the state that you were born in.
That's true. I think that my experience, my background have really helped inform our efforts here at 75 Market Street with Maine Magazine, Maine Home and Design, and Old Port. I grew up in Aroostook County in Presque Isle. I spent the first 18, 19 years of my life there. Spent a lot of time in Bangor and Brewer, Maine. Then a brief time in Portland before I left for Massachusetts. And I was involved with a much different career in Massachusetts for 15 years and really couldn't wait to get back to the state. I was attempting to get back to the state of Maine 6 months after I took my job in Massachusetts. And from a career standpoint, I just couldn't make that work. And so when I was finally able to do that in 2003, I was thrilled to be back in the state and now really happy to be able to cover Maine from a new perspective, both growing up here, but also through the lens of somebody who's been away and couldn't wait to get back.
Jen, you're the managing editor of Old Port Magazine, but you are the editor at large for Maine Home Design. And From what I understand, this requires some scouting, some getting to know the lay of the land, and really looking for resources that maybe people don't necessarily have time to find on their own.
Yes, so as we develop this position, I've been working on Style Room with Maine Home and Design, which is a great way for me to interact with different businesses and also to introduce readers to new products. And then currently we're working on the Lookbook, which is a roundup of some of the best projects that Maine Home and Design has ever published. And going forward, I'll certainly be helping to scout new projects and working with designers closely.
The scouting aspect of what we do here at 75 Market Street is critical to our vision. A lot of our competitors rely very aggressively on pitches from PR firms or outside sources. We prefer to send people out on the road and have their own experiences, whether it be through Jen DeRose's experiences on the road, finding shelter stories for Maine Home and Design, or our 48 Hours staff for Maine Magazine. And that, I think that's made a significant difference for our publications. So when Jen came aboard, we wanted to very purposely make sure she was out traveling Maine and understanding the various characters and geography of the state.
My background has been with shelter publications along with El Decor and House Beautiful. I started off my career at Interior Design Magazine as a market editor. And interior design is just a passion of mine. I love decorating, I love design, and so I'm really excited to help get more involved in that here.
And when you say shelter magazines, you mean magazines that are about homes and home building?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, shelter is the industry term for any magazine focused on home design, builders, architects.
We're going to talk about Oldport, but I wanted to back up and mention that you've just released the second edition of 48 Hours Maine, the 48 Hours Guide. The one last year was very successful. The one this year is equally beautiful and I'm sure will be successful. What is it about 48 Hours that you think gives people enough of a taste of Maine? And I know, Jen, you worked on this project yourself.
Yeah, the 48 Hours, I think, is something that's really special that this magazine does. I think there's so much to do in a weekend, and it can sometimes be overwhelming when you're new to a place. And this gives you that introduction to the people and the places and a little bit of a taste of everything that there is to do in a city. And it's really I wouldn't say it's the best of the best. You know, it's not, we're not pulling everything, but it does give you a lot of a sampling of what you can do.
And that's very similar to Oldport Magazine. You're trying to give people, you're not saying you have to do A, B, C, D. You're saying these are the people of Portland. This is what we're doing. I mean, you've had everything from yoga to kayaking. I know you're going to have a bowling story coming up. You've talked to the people who are building hotels. Why Portland? Why did you think that Portland needed to have its own magazine?
We were convinced, watching the marketplace, that Portland was very underrepresented within the publishing business, but also within our own publications. Maine Home and Design and Maine Magazine could not spend the amount of time on the Portland area that it deserved. We are making efforts to cover the entirety of the state from the county to the coast.
Oldport Magazine is a little different from Maine Magazine. It feels a little faster paced somehow. It's very stylish. You have models who have gone to various parts of Portland and they're wearing very stylish clothes. And sometimes people don't think of Maine as being as up to date as what Oldport shows, but we really are. I mean, we've become a very kind of metropolitan state in some aspects.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, just every morning when I'm walking to work, I can't believe all the fashionable women that I see in this city. It's, you know, I'm like, oh, I like her sunglasses or her shoes. And there's so much going on here, just on the street level. And Oldport definitely tries to capture a little bit of that movement that's going on here, that, you know, Portland is growing and we're excited to be there along with it.
I think our experience in Maine obviously drives the content in the three publications. And what we have found is that our experience has been different than the stereotype that Maine has. We love that we have lighthouses and lobsters, but it does not completely represent our experience. So the stylish aspect that you referred to, or the fine restaurant choices, or the new craft cocktail bars, are all part of the experience that we have in between the times when we are traveling to Katahdin and Acadia and doing all the fun things that the state is primarily known for.
And I think, too, we have a couple of new columns. One is Finds, and one is the style column that you were talking about. And it's a roundup of the fashion and the products that are available right here at all the stores in Portland. It's amazing what the resources are that are local.
Well, tell me about some of the other things that Old Port covers.
So we have several new columns that really focus on the people of the city. There's a love letters column where we introduce, it's generally three people. The last story was three couples that live and work in Portland, and you know, who they are and what they're doing here. Like I said, there's the finds and style column, and that's really a little bit more of the shopping experience and all of the local independent stores. We have dish and drink, which are a roundup of some of the signature dishes and signature cocktails that you can find. So there's really just, it's all about Portland and everything that there is to do in the city.
We've really made an effort to pull in some characters that make up Portland. People like Andrew Vogt from Hunt and Alpine, David Turn from David's Restaurant, John Coleman from Via. These are the people, the characters that we run into weekly within our Portland Peninsula experience, and we wanted to share that with our readers.
It also seems that you are representing really quite a broad age range. You're dealing with some of the younger entrepreneurs and some of the long-term fixtures in the Portland scene.
That's absolutely right. This publication out of the three has a larger wider demographic than any of our publications. We're really speaking to people from 25 to 70 years old.
I want to talk a little bit about food, because it's been very interesting for me as someone who has been all around the state to see that even though Portland is known as a foodie town, it's almost as if we have little other foodie townlets that are around, you know, up in the Camden Midcoast area. We have in the Kennebunk area, and even, you know, I'm thinking the Mill Hill restaurant in Bethel. So does it seem to you that there's an infectiousness almost to this sense that we want to have the best food that the world has to offer?
I think Sam Hayward at 4th Street really started a trend with his early adoption of the farm-to-table movement. And I think that people like Sam others have really created a food destination here. And I think you're right. I think that that has, no pun intended, fed upon itself. And it has attracted other restaurateurs and chefs to the area and to Maine in general.
And I would say, too, having gone to the Kennebunk Port Festival in June, it was just amazing, the amount of restaurants and incredibly talented chefs that were involved with that. And then as well as, you know, national press from Vogue and Bon Appetit. I had a really amazing dinner with the Old Port Sea Grill at someone's house. And just the talent that's coming out of both the city and throughout the state is definitely impressive.
And you're also trying to make the city more accessible. You don't have to go to a fancy restaurant. You don't have to buy a fancy dress. You can also go for a run. You can also go for a walk. You're actually putting maps into your issues. And you're really just saying, you know, here's some things you could do. Choose whatever makes sense to you, which is really something that you've done with Maine Magazine, Maine Home Design, from the very beginning. It's an aspirational thing that you have to offer for people. You're not saying this is the right way. You're saying, here are some ways that we found that we think are fun and interesting and appealing.
Absolutely. I think if Susan Grisani was here, who is our editor-in-chief and partner with the publications, she would say we curate the Maine experience based upon our personalities and our own experience. So we certainly aren't presenting this as the best of the experiences. We're saying this is our experience, and you might want to share in that.
And you're also employing people at 75 Market Street. And the word employing is really interesting to me, because as part of this team, it doesn't even feel as much an employer-employee relationship as it does feel like a team. It feels like a group of individuals who really want to talk about Maine and why we feel passionate about it. That you're just as likely to find somebody climbing a rock wall or hiking Katahdin or going to Greenville as you are, you know, in your stilettos walking down, I don't know, Commercial Street or towards 4th Street. You know, that people in Maine are many things. And in fact, the same person can be interested in hiking, biking, kayaking, canoeing, and also dressing fashionably on a Saturday night.
It was really fascinating for us to introduce the 48 hours concept to our staff, and we opened up that opportunity to all of our staff to participate in that. They could select a weekend in a town and go by themselves or with a spouse or significant other. And what we learned from that experience was more about their personality. And to your point, people were hiking, kayaking, dancing, going out to find restaurants. And I think that has been the brilliance of the 48 hours piece in general, that we are offering a glimpse into what our staffers prefer to do, whether it be an art director or an editor or a salesperson.
We started this conversation by talking about the possibility that publishing was dead. And what's interesting to me, and we said, of course, publishing isn't dead. We know that that's not true. But what's interesting to me, Kevin, is that prior to this, you worked in the building industry, and you were part of Thomas & Lord, which still exists as a construction company in the Kennebunkport area. But you also had experience in the food service industry. I mean, it seems to me that what you're saying and coming in here and doing this is just, you know, this is a need that we see. This is something we want to do. We don't have to do things the way that they've been done before. You know, if there's something that we want to do, we can find a way to do it. And that's what I'm understanding that Maine Home Design, Maine Magazine, that's sort of an interesting approach. You're not saying, I'm coming from the publishing world and I'm going to do it like they do it. You're saying, I see something I want to create.
Unfortunately, a lot of industries get caught in a trap of adhering to old traditional practices or their legacy systems. And I think that is what has happened to the publishing world prior to 5 or 10 years ago. I think with new technologies, we were able to buy, for example, software off a shelf and an iMac from the Apple Store. We aren't using film photography any longer. We're using digital photography. We really made the process more efficient, and we were able, therefore, to talk to a more specific niche. We didn't have to be everything to everyone. The old publishing model, you really needed to be everything to everyone. You needed to have a circulation of 200,000, 250,000. In the new publishing model, we don't need that. We can speak very specifically to a group of 30 to 60,000 people and get it right.
And at the same time, Jen, from the publishing industry, we can bring forward the lessons that really make sense to us. We can use some of the things that worked very well as we're working on magazines like Old Port, or as we're continuing to improve magazines like Maine Magazine.
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole industry is evolving, and there's definitely a sense of innovation here, which is smart. And having been in digital the last few years, you know, I think there's a lot of lessons there too as the whole industry reinvents itself.
To be clear, we don't consider ourselves simply a print publisher. We consider ourselves a publisher, and that includes print, radio, online, whether it be website, social media. We have a significant social media presence, particularly with Facebook. I think we have over 75,000 fans on Maine Magazine. We reach 250,000 people a week through our posts. So we're communicating with our audience in whatever way they want to receive that information, and that has made us more relevant.
And you've also made a significant commitment to the next generation. You brought in quite a number of interns this summer to work with your publications, both on the print side, but also the digital, and to really just get a sense that, you know, that this new and interesting business is something that is going to be made better by young minds who are coming from a very different standpoint educationally and digitally than the minds now in the workplace.
It's been a fascinating experience this year. We've brought in over 8 interns. That's probably twice as many as we brought in the past. And it's been fun to watch them. They're high school students and college students. Fun to watch them interact with our regular staff and as well as each other. And they do bring a new energy into the office space.
I encourage people to pick up the latest Old Port Magazine, which is the September issue, also to go back and look at the June issue. And of course, all of this is available online. We've been speaking with Kevin Thomas, publisher with Maine Media Collective, which includes Maine Magazine, Maine Home Design, and now Old Port Magazine, and Jenda Rose, the managing editor of Old Port Magazine, as well as the editor at large at Maine Home Design. And what website should we direct people toward?
It's oldportmag.com.
And also Maine Magazine?
TheMaineMag.com.
Very good. Well, I appreciate your coming in and talking to us today. I know you're very busy getting all these new publications out into the world. You're doing a great job, and it's been really fun to be a part of your team as well. So thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Lisa.